And welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Friday, the 8th of March, 2024. Oh, the Ides of March. We have David Scorpio, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and Blackbird Nine. And, well, I don't know, we were discussing Elon, South Africa, and white genocide. What's it all about? Weird, wild stuff. Anything more you wanted to add on all that, Blackbird?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess one of the other things, you know, is this influencing synergy going on right now between Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, and Alex Jones. I don't know if you got to see the Alex Jones surprise appearance on Tucker Carlson last night after the State of the Union address, but it was, you know, quite surreal. And then to have Elon amplifying that this morning, you know, I just thought that was a very interesting dynamic that those three quarters were, you know, doing this synergetic cross amplification of their signal, if you will.
Consolidation of power, consolidation of controlled opposition, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they're all saying the right things on these topics and all the wrong things uniformly on these topics. Yeah, Tucker and Alex Jones immediately established that, you know, Nazis bad, Hitler bad, you know, World War II was the worst thing that ever happened, and the Holocaust is real. But then they could move on to, but these globalists like George Soros, it's like, come on, guys, you're so close, but, you know. But anyway, so back to you.
I see it so often in a lot of these independent media websites, like the financial ones, talking about the BS about the economy, Biden was putting out there, they're saying that could make Goebbels blush. And they're complaining about all his Bolshevik policies, but if you look into history, they shouldn't be complaining about Goebbels or the National Socialists, obviously. We have so many examples. There was just the other day a video posted of Joe Rogan. He actually was comparing something to the Stasi and, you know, just the Soviet Stalinesque regime. The one who posted it instead felt the need to make a reference to the Gestapo, that Joe Rogan is calling out such and such as the Gestapo. It's just so common, you know, for all these to just, you know, stay in the good graces of the happy merchants, minions, and international organizations. David, I don't know, would you like to reference any of these topics?
Well, interesting story about Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. Of course, it's almost like they're making Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and Tucker Carlson into some kind of like a super group, you know, like the best members of three different bands come together to make a super group. It really does. It's very Hollywood. But of course, they all, you know, none of them are going to really touch Jewish power in a realistic way. And, I just see that as an attempt to control the cutting edge thinking of people who have already seen through the lies of the mainstream media. So they're trying to control this next tier through this consolidation effort. But, I've never trusted Elon Musk. I don't like Elon Musk. To me, it's not even clear how this man's actually made all of his money. He's making rockets for NASA. He's making electric cars for Tesla. But of course, Tesla's never actually made money. And to stumble into these huge contracts with the government to go to Mars, and you know, the as phony as the space program has been over the years, very dubious of all of this, and of course he wants to put brain implants in you and have 5G satellites flashing down 5G all over the planet. So, you know, that's kind of his end game, you could say. And I just, I've never liked him. Of course, you know, the way that his family ended up being in South Africa, of course, they're Canadians, but his maternal grandfather was the founder of the technocracy movement in Canada and ended up getting kicked out of Canada for basically trying to start a new form of government or advocate for one. So their family actually got kicked out of Canada, essentially. And that's how they ended up in South Africa with emerald mines.
Okay, I don't have the story in front of me, but I mean, Elon was directly at the top and knowledgeable of fraud with the amount of power displayed for the Tesla batteries. And I can't remember if this was something that after you had it for a bit of time, after it was aged a little bit, that it started showing these false. And that could be dangerous if you're out somewhere and you need enough to get back and it's, you know, dangerous conditions, maybe bitter cold. Well, you're insane if you're out in bitter cold in an electric car to begin with. But I mean, in general, you know, you're told that it has a lot more hours left, mileage left than it does. And, you know, that this was, you know, why vastly exaggerated. I mean, we have it all standard with all gasoline meters. We know that, like, you know, it starts going down faster once you get past the halfway, you know, lower in the tank. And that's just across the board. But it's very unique. I mean, compared to other electric cars, it was vastly different with Tesla. And it was clearly fraud, and that he was aware of it. They proved that it went all the way to the top where he was aware. I'd have to pull out the story.
Oh, sure.
But yeah.
Well, the whole electric car thing is a fraud. You know, the amount of power it takes to charge these cars. I was watching some stuff on this. You know, if you have a 4-port car charger for Tesla, that uses up the same amount of power of like 100 average homes. So start doing the math there. It's not going to add up. And of course, those battery packs are only good for about 5 years, which means they start to have less and less range after maybe 3 years. 4 years, they start to get worse, and by five, they're in risk of failing, and it's like $20,000+ to replace the battery pack in a Tesla. So, you know, the whole thing is unsustainable, let's say.
Steven? What would you like to comment on after all that?
He said definitely unsustainable. That's why they're doing this culling that they've been with the jabs and stuff. They want to... What was the people died of? What was it? Parrot fever? That, why did we need to know that? You said, but yeah. They have that planned again, and they want people to keep. People are still getting these shots, man. Are they crazy? And oh, I don't know. I guess they are. It's just that's sad. There, I see that happening, and I do believe that this economic thing is fixing to take a shift, so say, you know, something like you said, it's the Ides of March, man. I don't know what it is with that's coming, but I do feel with all of the people, the propaganda, the pointing at it, it feels a lot. I mentioned 2008 before, but also it feels like 2016 when Trump came on Alex Jones, and then all of a sudden they used Alex Jones to get Trump in, and then Trump was to get us to take the shot, because Hillary would have never taken that shot if Hillary was the president, right? So that I think that happened, and now just as then, I believe now we have Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan are this, like you said, the super group that come together, and they're going to bring Trump in, not to again, but to do their color revolution thing this summer with all of this illegal immigrants and stuff coming up. It's like that. I pointed out that I put this thing in our chat that there was an attack in Charlotte of all these Eritrean illegal immigrants that would come after traffic. It was like someone compared it to Black Hawk Down. Okay, there you go. That's the kind of thing I expect to come this summer with all of this coming. Hot summer, and then all of this stuff heating up. They will try to bring that to a boil if they can. I'll toss it back to you guys with that.
Blackbird?
whenever I hear anybody talking about the Ides of March and the bad omens of mid-March, I always make sure I know when Purim is going to start. So this year, Purim will begin at sundown on Saturday, March 23rd, and end at nightfall on Sunday, March 24th. So mark your calendars. You make sure you have lots of canned goods and shotgun shells for the 23rd. Weird things in history just always seem to happen around the Ides of March. Now we know why. It's not organic all the time. Often it's synthetic by the usual suspects. So back to you,
David.
Well, Richard, at one point, whenever it's convenient for you, I do have a question that I would like to pose to the panel, if that's okay.
Yeah, this is a good time as any.
All right. Well, guys, this is a little out there, but, I was listening in earlier, I believe it was Ron Avery's show, and somebody called in about it looked like Joe Biden was wearing a mask, a latex mask, and this has been brought up before. I'm sure many people out there saw his kind of wardrobe malfunction about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, where his chin stuck out in a really strange way at this appearance he was at. And it was like, what is going on? Then there's been other photos of him with a strange kind of loosening of the skin that looks like it's starting to come off. So I'm sure everybody out there remembers the old TV show Mission Impossible that started in the late 1960s and went through the 70s. They used to regularly show people wearing like a latex mask and then ripping it off. It was a whole nother person underneath. So my question to the panel is, do you think it's possible that Joe Biden is wearing a latex mask, or an actor playing Joe Biden is possibly wearing a mask from time to time? So maybe I'd like to get everyone's thoughts, including Richard, if I could.
Yeah, I could answer by saying, based on his age, maybe he's sometimes just too wiped out and tired to do everything that's required for his role. And so they do have these doubles doing that, because the Biden administration, a lot of the power from the former Obama administration is strongly suggested is part of what's behind that. And of course, we know a lot of the forces which have been at play there. I don't know. There's a potential motive of making it seem like, it matters. Like, for us to talk about that it matters whether or not he's competent, when we know he's not competent, regardless of whether it's a double or not, and that the power doesn't lie in the one man, but the whole administration and the power behind that pulling the strings. So, but that being said, if they still want to keep using him, because it's just really easy to just have this, figure, a character of an old dude who doesn't question anything and goes with the policies, has this appearance of, hey, I was the vice president for a black guy, so you got to be with me. I do commercials eating fried chicken with black families. Come on, you got to love me. So I don't, I guess he's useful. So, but all that being said, Blackbird, your thoughts?
What's the old axiom? The show must go on. And that's in the theater world, the show must go on, and your principals of any production always have the understudy that's ready to jump on stage and carry out the show, because the owners of the theater know that the audience will get all upset and is likely to trash the place and lynch the owner if they don't get their show, right? So you always have to have the show go on, or else the monkeys will kill you. If you've ever ran security for these big festivals or anything, or big stadium concerts, you know how you know, how crazy a crowd can get, you know. And Freud wrote about the mob mentality of, you know, if you don't have the show going, you know, the mob can turn ugly. And I've been on, like I said, you know, it's a scary place to be, you know, on that line between the people on stage and the audience, if the audience gets rowdy. But also in, you know, fifth generation warfare, you know, deep fakes are a key part. It's up there with artificial intelligence as far as 5G warfare. So this idea of body doubles, we know that body doubles have long been used for security reasons where, you know, you've got somebody that looks just like the person that's a target and you put them out there as a decoy. Meanwhile, you move the real person in through a secure passage, et cetera. But this idea of, you know, the prosthetics now that they have is just amazing. The makeup capabilities that, you know, Hollywood has given us, and, you know, the possibilities that, you know, these people, crisis actors, you know, they get paid to be the understudy, to stand in, so the show must go on. So at this point in this Clown World show, nothing surprises me. And I do know that, you know, in the forensics, you always look at the bridge of the nose and you look at the earlobes and you look at, the, you know, the lip pattern. And when you look at Senator Joe Biden and this guy who calls himself Joe Biden now, you know, it doesn't pass a forensics test, you know. So if you know, if it was, you know, somebody else filling in, is it now a permanent thing? Is it still just a temporary thing? You know, how many Joe Bidens have there been? That kind of, you know, Clown World craziness you get into with this. But, you know, it's really hard to trust anything that you're seeing on Mockingbird Media because, you know, they're all about deception and manipulation. And, you know, they are masters of this craft. That's what they call it, a craft. So anyway, that's my, just my two cents for us. So back to you.
Mr. Whitener?
Sorry, the mute jumped back on. That whole thing reminds me of this TV series. I got a listener emailed me about, I watched some of it called Nowhere Man. This, they had people were replaced in DC in this thing. They had like a clone that would, or it was, I mean, an exact copy, but someone they controlled if they went out of line. And it, the whole thing was convoluted. So, but from 1995 now, this series came out, and it's kind of a born identity kind of thing before. It was very, it just, it he went from town to town, and some, one of the episodes was very much like They Live too, that this, the local cable company had everybody hypnotized, that they were getting the candidate elected and calming them down. It's very prescient of what people envisioned the 5G tower thing to be. It was, but it used, just, they were just talking about the programming on the cable TV at that point. This was 1995, and now we've got all these towers and stuff, and if we've been injected, or I think they don't need the neural implant. If they got those, they want those little bitty buggers swimming around in your bloodstream they can control, is what they really want. That's what they want. This is their plan, is to have that in your brain and have it control you. And they want you to believe that they already have that technology underground. Okay, it's kind of, I think it is all a con. Okay, it's a psyop to keep us in line and in their system. Like you said, the show must go on, and when it doesn't, then they either riot, like the skinnies, whatever. Well, they're going to riot and come get you. I don't know. It's frustrating. We'll have to find somewhere else to go, man. I don't know. Some other way to hang out, because these people don't want anything for us except our extermination. You know, I'm sick of it. You know, it just, I want us to come together and live as a people without that. I don't know how, but look, I'm going off on that tangent. No.
Now could you directly answer Scorpio's basic premise about Biden?
About him. Yes, he is just like that. He, the mask and all, I think that it's all part of the scam. It doesn't really matter if he does have it on or not. You know, it's like we know that he is not making the decisions anyway. We can vote for the puppet, but never the puppeteer. So it's like, the point is, if we keep in the system, they're going to kill us. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like if we continue to comply with it, these people. I heard the thing today about the that was ended up being a big campaign ad for Trump on a local radio station, and these people are going to fall for it again. They're going to go out and vote again, and who knows where they're going to send them this way. This time, I think that they'll get ramped up so more. It's like, I'm sick of this. You know, it's the only way to win this silly game is not to play. That's why don't vote for. Who cares? Why do we need a government? You know, what will we do without the government? I asked that question the other day. Wendy said thrive. That's what we do without them.
Does that answer your question, David?
Is that okay?
Good answer there. Interesting. I guess I'm kind of on the fence of it myself, but I think there's enough evidence to at least consider this as a possibility. Something's going on with his earlobes. Like, you know, one Joe Biden has earlobes connected, the other one doesn't. That doesn't change. Throughout your life, that's either you have your earlobes connected when you're born or they're not. And the other thing I want to add is that it kind of takes me to, well, if they're doing it with a world leader like Joe Biden, who else are they possibly doing this with? How big is this program? And the only reason I brought up Mission Impossible is that somebody seemed to know about this technology back in the late 60s. And it got put into the script of this television show, and I don't think that's any accident.
Blackbird?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, you think all the script writers at that time were Jews tied in with, you know, this Marxist system that's all about deception. And another one that we used to watch in my youth was called Wild Wild West. And you had, you know, the two Secret Service guys on a train after the Civil War spying on, you know, anybody that might try to, you know, bring the South back or et cetera. They're enemies of the Republic. And one of the guys, main guy, of course, was Jim West. But the other guy was a guy named Artemus Gordon, who was a master of disguise. And that was one of the themes, was just every week he was putting on this great disguise to run a deception for this Secret Service operation. And again, that was, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s. That's the same time Mission Impossible was coming out. Yeah, so it's, you know, this is part of that dirty tricks of infiltration, subverting, and destroying. You know, so you pretend to be something you're not. And, you know, it's interesting that our forefathers here in North Kakalaki, you know, were onto this about, you know, you got to watch these men in motley, these deceivers, these infiltrators. And, you know, our state motto is Essequam Vadera, which is to be rather than to seem. You know, that you are should be a real person rather than a deceiver, right? And so that's on our state seal. But, you know, I doubt very few school children anymore even realize why that's so important, that, you know, your leadership should be real people, not deceptive puppets, like, you know, Scorpio was talking about, you know, or David Stephen was talking about. You know, we get to vote for the puppets, never the puppeteers, right? And, you know, where is the real leadership? You know, it seems like everybody's just out there, you know, being something they're not for whatever reasons. And, you know, so how deep do this deceptions go? So back to you.
Well, I mean, when you were earlier discussing how this Ponzi system is far overdue already, and they're trying to have it run in overdrive for as long as possible, you make it sound. How far down the line do you see this ending? You'd think at some point, if there's absolutely no a middle class long enough, eventually there'll be hardly any working class. It'll all be people in poverty and the ultra rich. The ultra rich liking technology and their standards of living. You need people to maintain that infrastructure, to keep everything available, including all their technologies and gadgets and manufactured products. And you know, eventually that's not going to be sustainable if it's nothing but they and the ultra poor. Don't you agree?
Well, that's the thing. Way back when I wrote an article called, Zionism is a racist, sexist, master-slave system. You know, basically explaining that this system of Zionism and world governance, you know, is all based on this master-slave system, where there's no middle class, there's no professional class. It's either the elite and the slaves, and you're either a privileged slave or a forced labor slave, or you're exterminated. You know, that's the thing. They put another part of this is they want massive depopulation. Is Noah Harari says, we just don't need that many people anymore. You know, and it's like, who are they? How many do they need? And if you look to the rabbis, they will tell you that after the Great Reset, when the Messiah comes, any time now, that each, Jew will have 2,000 slaves, right? And that's all the population that's going to be needed. And if you do some quick math, you will recognize that, that's that magic 144,000, of each tribe, that is in Revelations. And it's just, okay, if you run those numbers, there it magically comes out to the 5 million that was on the Georgia Guidestones, right? Just, what a coincidence, right? That's the target population. And, so they're looking at this big depopulation of just how many people do we need to serve us? And so that's their mindset. They don't care about, the so-called American dream and self-fulfillment and, your life's work, et cetera. None of that matters to these people. They just see, Western civilization as something to be destroyed so that they can replace it with their system. And they really don't need that many of us for their system. So back to you.
Okay, so now they're arrogantly convinced they can maintain everything and even have new innovations continue and inventions. It's a lofty, daring goal, to say the least. David?
Good analysis there. I would only add that the Georgia Guidestone said 500 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. 500 million, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, so, but I think that's a very excellent sketch of the numbers there. I totally agree. But what's interesting to me is that the Jews really are planning on exactly what Blackbird said. I agree with that. I think I would just leave it there. I think I got to hand it to you, Blackbird. That's about exactly right in terms of their plan.
And, well, I should take a moment here before the break to remind everyone to support RBN, where you get the most unfiltered, uncensored content from our hosts. And if anyone does want to ask on any of the topics discussed tonight, our panel's thoughts, so relevant questions for their response, 512-248-8252. But please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page. Because we could really use your help right now, folks. It has still been pretty desperate for the funds to keep everything churning along here. Of course, you can call to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. For all the options, including the mailing address on the website. We'll be right back.
One small step for man, one giant leap for man.
1 minute. Someone's keying their microphone. Okay, stand by for systems. Okay, Steve.
Okay, you got it out. Someone is keying their mic. Let's get off the district. Let's put out another 30 seconds.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
10 seconds now. 10 seconds, Roger. 0, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative. And Stephen, would you like to add to the recent comments from the panel?
Well, you know, I think it's definitely possible that they are using masks or disguise doubles and all that. They probably have been doing that for a long time, too. That's just... And remember, when Hillary was running, and she had to be thrown into the van on September 11th. It was all hot, and then she came back out to show that she was okay, but it didn't look like it was her at all. So I think they definitely are out there. It makes me wonder a lot of times if, and with AI, imitating people who – go ahead.
Well, the population reduction, Georgia Guidestones and
well, that's going on at the same time. They want us not to pay attention to that. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, it's like I guess my head got stuck back there with that. But the Georgia Guidestones, I wonder who blew them up. It had to be them. I mean, they set them up. Now they blew them up for some reason because, you know, they knew who did that. The thing came in the car. No car comes through the town without getting recognized for it. You could go back forensically. I mean, all these TV shows, the profilers and the cameras, you know, they could track that back. They know who did that.
Okay,
you know,
well, then this extended economic cycle in the way Blackbird was helping break it down, how much further do you think that this Ponzi scheme will last before we have severe changes in everyone's lifestyle? I mean, is it just going to be a slow boil, or are we going to have a sudden cliff drop?
That's a good question. I am going to think that it could be sudden because of all of the things that are coming to pass with the market being pumped up like it is now, that something will blow out, you know, just that something unexpected will happen and it will fall a lot. I don't know. That's not impossible. Okay. I know they want to keep it going to have cut through this revolution, this color revolution in the election thing. I know they want to keep us. I mean, instead of the way that $6 million man described people, we've gotten slower, fatter, dumber, stupider, you know, you know, America today, dumb Americans. We are the dumb Americans George Carlin talked about and went out on. That's who's in this country today. And they won't. They're stirring. It's like, you know, that meme where the thing is stirring with a stick. Well, he's stirring us dumb Americans saying, come on, do something. You know, I don't know what's on the big thing stirring the stick, but that's what they want us to do. They want us to fight each other like crabs trying to boil out of the pot instead of coming together and kicking them out. You know, we're under occupation and have been a long time here. Now, I'm sick of it myself, but there, how about that? There, how's that?
Well, we have a caller.
Not too bright, folks. Not too bright.
David? Wow, you sound like George Carlin more and more these days.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to what Stephen just said. You know, I always thought it was odd that they had the car that blew up the Georgia Guidestones. Like, they caught the actual car on security camera. It was a silver Dodge Charger. That's the same car, incidentally, that lots of government workers and agents have. A very common car, but for government workers, especially that color. So I always thought it was odd they never figured out who did it. Because, like Stephen said, you could just go through all the cameras in town and probably pick the car out pretty easily. But not another word was said about it. It just dropped off the map. And I always thought that was very odd. Never a follow-up story. No story of an investigation happening. Nothing. It just went down the memory hole.
But there's a reason. There's a reason.
Okay. Well, who do you work for, Scorpio? All right, you're back on the Biden doubles. Let's go to our caller, Ken in Michigan. Ken, welcome, sir. What would you like to add tonight?
Hi, thank you, Richard. Great show. Being with the brain trust here of Scorps and the Whitmer, not Whitmer, but Whitener. Great to be on board with you guys. I listened to the Flood show. He's on Speak Free Radio, and he said that the artificial intelligence is actually calling out the Jew. Isn't that wonderful? Richard?
There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never fixed.
I'm not really convinced there's actual artificial intelligence, and anything that is built to mimic you know, actual cognitive reasoning. It's controlled generally by the establishment, which is very kosher. You know, I don't know, unless you have some, you know, hackers in Japan who are revisionists or something behind it on occasion, you know, by and large. But I don't know, let's toss that to Blackbird. Your thoughts?
Great call. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I like the term Tay's theory, which is basically any real artificial intelligence that's given a full data set is going to become a national socialist white supremacist within 24 hours, you know, and have to be shut down, like when Microsoft had to shut Tay down. Because they had those wrong thoughts, they immediately become thought criminals.
Right. So, yes. Hitler was right, and the Jews control everything.
Right. Right. You know, and it's like, oh, that's the wrong thing to say. And I love, you know, how the various AIs are compared, especially the stuff Mr. Andrew Torb is doing with the Gab AIs. That, you know, you basically say, tell me a racist joke to all of these AIs, and they say, oh, I can't really tell a racist joke. That would be bad and insensitive. And the Gab AI immediately says, you know, well, these two black guys walk into a bar and tells a racist joke. You know, so I just think that that's a pretty interesting. So that's my two cents worth. So back to you.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got.
Scorpio?
Hello?
Yeah, would you like to respond to Ken?
I don't know about... Yeah, sure. Personally, I think I would have to see some evidence. I'm sure the guy said that on the radio, but I would have to see some evidence that the AI is naming the Jew. I don't... that's unlikely. Anything's possible, of course, but given who's programming it, and it's garbage in, garbage out, I don't believe in artificial intelligence in the way they're trying to pass it off. It's just a huge, it's the appearance of intelligence through the sifting of data and just going through massive piles of data very quickly on the internet to create some type of, you know, coherent response. That's really all it is. It's great for data sifting, and it could definitely do mid-level management jobs and things like that, but I don't think we're going to get the answers to the universe from AI. I think there's a lot of hype around that, personally.
And how about a response from Mr. Whitener, whose name itself is offensive and white supremacist? Whitener.
My name, Whitener. Wherever I go, it is whitened up. It'll be all lighten the gene pool, I guess. And you know, AI. I was going to say garbage in, garbage out. That's exactly what's going on with a lot of this stuff. It will make a racist joke depending on who programs it. It's just. They're sorting the algorithm, sorting everything. It's not really thinking. And it's a similar kind of con with the technology that they're pushing with the headbands, too. They're going to come out with these headbands, and they claim that they're going to be controlling all your mind and stuff, but they claim to be able to induce sleep faster and create memory. I don't know if they implant memory with them, that they say, but there's this company has announced that they're going to be selling this stuff that they can just put on your head. And the DARPA has claimed to have these helmets that do that for the soldiers, that kind of along the lines of that $6 million man stuff with the helmet, but the patents exist. I don't know if they exist or not. You know, I've seen that, but it seems like the space shot for this century. Oh, I see there's some Steve Austin.
Well, Ken, I don't know, Ken, did you have something else for the panel?
Well, yeah, I used to listen to George Carlin a lot, and I heard him say that don't vote, just stay home. But I got out and voted when I heard Donald Trump say that a war in Iraq was a big fat mistake. And you know, and of course, I think he could easily have won because Hillary was so despised, and the election was stolen from us. You know, I believe that. But then again, they're trying to turn truth into garbage. So. If they're able to turn truth into garbage, then it would be garbage in, garbage out. That's why I'm saying, like, AI has figured it out that the truth comes in and they want the truth to go out, but they're trying to turn it into garbage. You know, and also I say it is very important to go out and vote, because I think Trump maintains the game, and that we need to have the game to keep going. Because once the game's over, the show's over, they take away the stairs, and then we get the bullet in the back of our head.
Hey, thanks for reminding me. You know, there was one place I wanted to take things today I forgot about, and you just reminded me. So here, we'll stick with us here, Ken, but I want to ask David. David, do you still think Trump's going to wind up in prison at this point?
Trump's going to end up in prison or with an ankle bracelet on. No. it's possible. You know, I've said all along, the only case that matters is the Jock Smith case, who just happens to be Jewish. Not there's anything wrong with that. That's the only case that has any real teeth. And if somehow the Supreme Court rules that the president has absolute immunity in his actions, which I think would be dangerous and reckless, to hand over that kind of power to anybody in this federal government that we have. But if that does happen, it would kind of negate most of Jack Smith's case, and then I think we're on a different playing field. But anything could happen, but I just think the powers that be have aligned themselves to keep the Democrats in power at this time. But anything could happen.
Okay, well, Blackbird, would you like to add to that?
You know, the huge Supreme Court verdict about, you know, Colorado's trying to take him off the ballot. And then, you know, this whole Fannie Willis case just becoming made for TV drama. You know, how that's blowing up. And, you know, all these cases going to implode before the election, or, you know, I think the one that has the teeth is going to be actually tried the days right before the election, right? I think they've actually got it scheduled so that, you know, Donald Trump can't be out campaigning. He's got to be physically in the courtroom because these are actual felony charges, et cetera. So, you know, the question again is, what will the American population do if Trump is put in prison, but then he ends up winning the election anyway? And I think there's actually a precedent for a senior election, like, I don't know if it was ever presidential level, but somebody actually winning a major election from prison in this country. It might have been a governor race or whatever, but you know, that has happened before, so we'll see. But the other aspect is, you know, are they going to Huey P. Long him if they realize they can't put him in prison, they can't defeat him? You know, are they just going to have to take him out a la Huey P. Long, you know, JFK? So, you know, that's my two cents worth.
Well, Stephen, what are your thoughts? Oh, go ahead, David. No, if you had a follow-up.
No, I was going to add something really quick. I want to add one other option to that, which is, it's possible that if somehow Trump does find his way back in office, which I think still is highly unlikely, but if he does, I think you could end up them really pulling the plug on our country very fast and working out a sort of a worst case scenario, and then blaming the whole thing on Donald Trump and the horrible MAGA white supremacists that backed him. So that's another possibility that I'd add into the mix.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, because psychologically, to put in the history books, you know, look, when you let white people have their way about things in the U.S., it all fell apart. And that's what they'll write in the Orwellian history of the U.S. before it became whatever FEMA region or. So, yeah, I mean, there's Stephen, I don't know, based on what I was asking Scorpio about Trump and what Ken was suggesting about how what. You know, Trump is still the momentum against the system. Basically, what are your thoughts?
I think people are going to fall for him. He has said, I'll lock her up. Is she locked up? Huh? Is there a wall down there? None of this stuff that he says he's going to do is going to be done, okay? It's just going to be the same old thing. If he does get in, people will fall for it, though. I believe that they'll try to put him in. And I think it was maybe a senator. I forgot exactly which one that was elected for prison, but that has happened.
If I were the one person here who might agree with Ken a bit more than you gentlemen, it would be that if it keeps the MAGA
and just a pro conservative white Western culture people motivated enough where they get better options down the line. But that suggests that we're eventually going to take our country back through voting, you know, and I really can't say that I subscribe to that. So I'll toss it back to you, Ken, at that point.
Yeah, I think we seem to be so infatuated with this voting thing. It's a real big deal. And Trump is out there saying, you got to vote for me. We can't let the left have it. And, you know, well, my dad always said it was the two parties, the right and the left, and that anybody that wanted to come in independently doesn't have a shot in shit. So Trump knew that he could win the election on the right because we already had a decade of Obongo on the left. So he knew it could easily beat Hillary. And then we had the election stolen from COVID. So Trump's out there campaigning again, and he's begging us to vote for him. And then yet a lot of people don't trust him. And I think the trust has to exist because we're on a topsy-turvy type of situation where if the left takes it down, we are going to be looking at the communist gun barrel. You know, and Trump will be blamed for it, just like the Germans blame Hitler for how they lost their country. You know, I don't in any way think that Trump's like Hitler, but he's playing the Jewish game, and I don't know, take it away. It's just, I think it's very important for Trump to win.
Yeah, well, it would be far too much of a compliment to compare him to Hitler in any way. I'll just put
it
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I
know that.
Right. But as far as, I mean, well, David's suggesting the opposite, that Trump being in office could be more justification for accelerationism in the decline of the country rather than under the power of a Democratic administration change. I don't know.
Don't you think Trump's a patriot, though? Don't you think he's a patriot? Isn't there any honesty in him at all?
Well, I mean, you know, Netanyahu was one of the first people to congratulate him in 2016 election triumph. So,
I always follow Trump on the shorts and on his campaigns, and I do sense a lot of integrity and honesty in him. Am I mistaken? Am I misled?
Well, let's hear from the panel. You know, Blackbird, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, Trump has always been the, you know, who is the guy? I don't know the guy personally. I've never met the man. But, you know, you've got all these positive things out there, and then you've got all this very questionable things. It's like, you know, the ties to Chabad Lubavitch, you know, his ties to Jared Kushner, that all his family is tied up in this Jewish system. But, you know, the other thing I always go back to is the Samson option, where the slime mold has its tentacles in not only our nation, but every Western civilized nation, that, you know, their diabolical thing is all they have to do is turn off the spigot and watch everything collapse.
You know, that's what that we don't want. We don't.
And that is what we don't want. And, you know, is that what's going to happen?
Trump is the guy that's going to stop that. If we lose to the left, we're done. We're on the pinnacle of something that could easily happen, that we can maintain the game and keep going and, you know, gamble and do, and our money's still good, and then the gas will be brought down. Because I think just for the gas price alone, Donald Trump's great. Gas alone.
I got it. I don't like paying a high gas, but I have to. Can I jump in? I need to jump out. Talk over you, sir.
Please. Yeah. Go ahead.
But I'd love to have a lower price for gas. But Trump's the biggest mass murderer in history already, to me, for pushing warp speed. And I got nothing.
No. The politician's position is very high.
That's how I feel. I have no use for him because of that. He keeps bragging about it, telling people to go get that shot. No,
well,
he ain't our friend.
Anybody listening to RBN would never get the shot anyway. You're not going to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge because Trump tells you to.
I don't know. Some people might. I've seen some people shot because of
the politician's position is very high. They are the ones who are going to choose to go and die. You're saying Trump's the biggest mass murderer? He's trying to keep us out of war. Because he says he wants people to stop dying.
He pushed the shot, man. He pushed the shot, and that's killed more people than all of the wars since.
That's not his problem. That's Borla's problem.
Did he push the shot? Did he brag about it?
Matter.
Is he still?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it matters to me. If you want to keep voting, go for it, man. I cast my last vote, and it was for Stephen Douglas Whitener. And I don't vote anymore.
There was the Soleimani hit as well. So on multiple matters, he's either gravely ignorant and played.
Possibly.
Or either way, it doesn't sound good. Well, here's Scorpio. Let's give him a chance to respond again here. We're running low on time.
Well, I do not have a favorable opinion of Donald Trump in any way. I mean, the guy, first of all, spent 10 years as an actor on television. And so he's very good at what he does. But let me finish, please. He's very good at what he does, and I think you can't really explain away what Stephen just said. The man still brags about how great the shot was. It should be called the Trump shot. It saved millions of lives, and this shot has killed millions of people. There's no getting around that. And let's not forget that Donald Trump pretended to have COVID 33 days before the election. I don't think that's an accident, and I think that tells you he's in on the act. He's part of the show.
So you guys... We aren't gonna vote for him, and we're gonna end the show and have the communists take over. That the conclusion?
The communists have already taken over. We are living in the USSA now. This is what the Bolshevik 3.0 looks like.
This is what it looks like today.
What it looks like here. You think that this is it?
The right and the left exist in the United States of America, and we are at the pinnacle. Get out and vote.
It was great. Thank you, Ken, for your call. Blackbird, you have some final comments.
Hey, Richard.
Oh, just great call. And, it's just I really appreciate you having me on tonight. This has been fun. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
The David Bowie song, It's No Game. Remember that song from Scary Monsters and Super Freaks?
Yeah.
It's No Game.
I agree with that. Like I say, you know, people question whether accelerationism will have a better chance, you know, under something like a Trump administration or something that's a hard left. So, I mean, and who's to say what would be played harder? I think they could play either when they really want things to accelerate in the decline of this country. I think they'll be able to work it no matter whether it's blue or red in the White House, honestly. But no, thanks for the call, Ken. I mean, I always like all the input and topics that we can bounce around, you know, and you know, I appreciate it. We have to keep discussing these things. But no, we're certainly not telling people to vote Biden. I don't think that was our message. Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you, David. Thank you, Blackford. Pleasure as always, sir. And please support RBN, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. All right. Well, thank you, folks. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.